Blog Talk Radio.
Hollis, thank you for tuning in to our talk show. Yes, you have tuned in to the Next Chapter Ministry Talk Show, our ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope everybody is doing well tonight. Seems like we had a little bit of rain outside. I'm thankful because I don't have to water my grass. It's being watered with the best water the Heavenly Father has sent down from heaven. And I am very pleased about that because this 96 and plus degree weather has been really scorching. And it's making my grass and flowers look very, very weary. So I am so thankful that we're going to get some rain. Don't want trees to fall down. I don't want to have any difficulties, but it's always good to have a rain when you don't have to get out there and water that flowers and the grass. Well, tonight, what we're going to talk about, the subject is when you are supposed to help bear someone else's burden. Think about that. When? The scripture that goes with that, bear ye one another burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's coming from Galatians 6:2. I'm going to tell a story about a minister, and he was telling a story about this woman in his congregation who came to church looking sad and depressed. It was unusual to see her this way because she's normally cheerful and full of faith. She sat in her chair, dropped her head, and began to weep. He wanted to go to her right then, but she came in the service late. So she was already ready to preach the sermon. But as he delivered the message, he kept glancing in her direction to see that she was still crying. Her head remained clutched in her hands, and he could see that she was sobbing about something that was greatly burdening her heart. when the service was over, he went. They normally go out front and greet everyone in the foyer, shake hands with people who were leaving the service. But soon, as she appeared in a line with heavy red eyes, she was heartbroken over something. So what he did was he pulled her out of the line and called his wife to come with him. Soon the two of them were sitting alone at the far end of the foyer where they could talk without anyone overhearing the conversation. The woman told Denise that her husband, who had been delivered from alcoholism, had started drinking again. That weekend he was very violent toward her, verbally abusive towards the children, acting like the old man he used to be. The woman's heart was simply crushed, but by the time she and Denise had finished talking and praying together, her face had lightened up. She looked different, and it was evidence that God had stirred up hope in her heart for her family. He often think of how many, people and how many members of the church who are burdened by the cares of life. Perhaps the burden they carry are due to finances, marriage, relationship, a problem at work, a child who is rebellious, or who is running from God, a death in the family. The list of potential problems faces goes on and on. He's still telling us more about the story. He said it was saddened to think of the vast members of churchgoers who came in their church service feeling the weight of the world on their shoulders. These people wish that someone would help them or pray with them, but no one ever asks how they are doing, never having the opportunity to tell anyone what is happening in their lives. They frequently leave a service just as burdened as they came when they first walk through the church doors. And that happens very often. Sometimes we see people smile, but we don't know the inside and how they're really feeling. Have you ever been so burdened by the cares of life that you thought you might be crushed by the weight of it all? Did you wish someone would crawl under that load and help you carry it? Perhaps you can remember times when you cried out to God, "Please send someone to help me." Well, I hope that the next chapter, Widow Ministry, has done just that for each one of you that's on the line, that we have done something for you that have encouraged you and helped you to take a look at each day, to walk in each day and do it one day at a time. So I hope that we have been encouraging to you and helping you through this grief journey. But sometimes you can be talking, I was really sitting next to someone in church, and you can see how they're teary-eyed, and we don't know what they might be going through. And a lot of times their burden is much heavier than yours, and we don't know. Sometimes we think ours is worse because we don't know, we haven't heard the other person's situation. But sometimes you're going to be sitting next to someone whose burden is pretty heavy. Well, let me go on with the story and talking about, just the end of the story as far as what the minister was talking about. But we're going to talk about now as far as what Paul talks about in Galatians 6:2. the point Paul is making here is when a fellow believer is under crushing weight, when he's under so much pressure, that he feels that he's about to break. So someone doesn't get him from under that load and help him carry it. It is our Christian responsibility to help bear their burden and so to fulfill the law of Jesus Christ. Yes. We are always to reach out and touch and help someone else if we can. And the burden doesn't always have to be as heavy, but at that particular time, that person feels that they are weighed down. They're carrying so much on their shoulder. But sometimes just a little smile, even asking a person, how are you doing? It could be a stranger. Or just stirring up a conversation. Sometimes helps make that person feel much better. Just, you know, saying something nice to them. It means a whole lot. Because sometimes we go around never speaking to our fellow man. Just going to and from wherever we might be going. So it's always good to take time to speak and just say something nice to someone. If they got a nice dress on, oh, that's a nice dress you're wearing. Or, you know, there's certain things that you can say to a man as well. But you choose those things, and I'm sure that those comments will encourage that person at that particular time. In Galatians 6:2, where the Greek expresses these thoughts, that scripture that I spoke to at the very beginning of the show, it's in short form. Let me read it, and then I'm going to also what the Greek expresses about it. Bear ye one another burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And the Greek, when someone is burdened by crushing cares and difficult events in their life, that is too much for one person to carry all by himself. Crawl up under the burden and help that person carry it, and so fulfill the law of Jesus Christ. You should also want to encourage yourself as well as others today to knowing that to be sensitive to one's needs and to other needs who is around you. When you go to church, at work, you should also spend time with your friends and family. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you see when people are carrying too much by themselves. If you discern that they are burdened down, go to them and ask. It is okay to do that. How can I pray for you today? What is happening in your life? Sometimes that might be a little bit too straightforward sometimes to some people. Just probably can you inquire if that person was crying. Just say, I'm not sure what you're going through, but, you know, I will keep you in my prayer. And you may ask them for their name. God may use you to bring real relief and freedom into someone else's situation. Perhaps just providing a listening ear is all that is needed to help that person get through his or her dilemma. On the other hand, if it's an overwhelming problem, weakness, habit, or sin is pressing down on your life, you need to be humble enough to say, hey, I need someone to pray for me too. Yes, yes, we need prayer as well sometimes. And don't be afraid when you're at church to ask someone to pray for you. It may be difficult for you to open your heart and reveal your needs, but it will be far more difficult for you to carry it alone. So it's important that you, when you're burdened down and you keep those feelings within inside of you, it causes you to become ill or weak, just can't sleep at night or whatever. So sometimes even when you tell your best friend, just relieve it from your mind, your body and soul, it helps. It helps to let go of some of those things, to talk to someone else. You'll feel better. But it will be far more difficult for you, what it says here, for you to carry alone until you eventually become emotional, devastated by that burden. And you can become that way if you don't release it. As brothers and sisters in the Lord, we need to do everything we can to step directly into people's lives in order to encourage and refresh them spiritually and to help them get through their problems. So when we see someone struggling, we must be bold enough to ask that person, how can we help them? When we work together as in the body in this way, every need will be addressed and met as we do what God wants us to do. And when Paul says again, when a fellow believer is under a crushing weight, when he's under so much pressure that he or she feels like they are going to break if someone doesn't get under the load and help them carry it. How heavy is your load? Do you need someone else to help you carry it? Find that person that you're comfortable with and talking to. And to talk about it, it relieves some of that burden. It doesn't always solve it, but it's always good to talk to someone about it. And also, if you know someone else is carrying the burden, it's your duty to be bold enough to ask that person that you want to pray for them or help them in any way you possibly can. Sometimes it's a financial need. You know that person is struggling. Take some food. Go to the store and take some food to them. You know, get some food from the grocery and take it to them. I'm sure they'll be very appreciative. Whatever way that you can help them, and you know that you can, do it, because you'll be blessing not just that person, but you'll be blessing God and doing his will and helping others, your fellow man. There are some questions I want to ask. Have there been a situation in your life when you thought you might break under the weight that you were trying to carry by yourself? When that happened, did anyone come to you and ask how he or she can help you, pray for you in this need? Have you ever gone to others to see how you could help them through the situation that they're enduring? Or have you been so self-consumed to remember that others have needs too? Do you know of individuals you should check on today? Why don't you make this one of your duties to this week? The rest of this week, to go out and check on someone who that you think that you could help through a situation that they are facing. And what ways can you be strength or encouragement to them? Find someone today, even speaking to a stranger. That same stranger might be someone that God is sending to you to encourage and help in some kind of way. So work on that this week. Use that as an outreach ministry to help someone this week. And let's pray together about the situation, because even myself, I need prayer. We all need prayer, and also others need prayer too. And sometimes you probably don't want to say anything to a person, but pray for that person if you don't want to say nothing to them. Just pray for them. That's still helping them too. Ask God to give them the strength that they need to get through whatever they may be going through and bless them in a mighty way. But Lord, I'm asking you today to help us to be sensitive to the needs of other people. Help us to stop being so self-consumed with our own concerns that we don't neglect in recognizing the needs of people around us who needs our help and prayers. Let the Holy Spirit help us to see through the mask that people tend to wear to cover up what is really happening in their lives. And there's so many people that you see them smiling, but they're hurting so much. Give us the wisdom and the understanding to know how to approach people who need strength and encouragement. But also, help us to ask them, be bold enough to let them know that we will be in prayer for them. Help us to find someone this week that we can reach out and help with their burdens, even in a little small prayer. We just ask you to continue to be with us and help us to be to have faith in you that whatever we may be going through, that you would give us the strength and the encouragement to go on each and every day. We just thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We pray in Jesus' name. Well, we have a few announcements. Once again, please save the date, September 12th. September 12th. 2015 is our 12th anniversary, 12-12. And we will have this at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church from 9 to 10:30 a.m. We will have our anniversary celebration as well as a workshop. And we want each person to invite a widow or several widows, if you know, to this anniversary and workshop. We will have lots of materials that we're going to give in that workshop that can help you do whatever you may be going through during your grieving process. So just knowing we have a wonderful speaker that we have selected. And if you will save that date, we will have a full breakfast on that date as well. And as we get closer and closer to that date, we'll have more announcements. One thing that I've been doing for the last few weeks and then also a month of July is typing stories, testimonies that some widows have sent to me to be a part of this book that we're trying to read. We're trying to publish. And we hope that you will all be encouraged to be a part of that book as well. There, I will be contacting some of you in the next 7 days with questions. The ones that I have not gotten a story, I'll call you with a question. And I ask that you answer those questions and get it back to me in a matter of 3 days, because it's only a question. And I'm only asking for maybe three lines, it could be four, but to answer that question And the question is going to be regarding how you, I would say, a question would be, if someone asks you, another widow, how long does it take when you finally stop crying? I'm going to ask different people different questions, but that's one of the main questions that are asked to me on many occasions. How long will I stop? How long will does it take me? When will the tears dry up? I would say it like that. When does the tear dry up? So, and that's one of the questions, but there's going to be a lot of questions that the normal questions that are asked by widows when they're first going through their grief process. So those are the questions I want answered and put in this book. So I will be calling on you soon in the next 7 days with those questions, different people. And I want to go ahead and try to get this done. I'm trying to work hard on it for the month of July and getting those things done so we can have it looked at and read by someone to edit these stories and send it to the publisher. So just be ready to answer those questions and get back to me when I call on to you. And I think that's it. We're not having any meeting in the month of July because it's sabbatical month. And we will have a meeting in August. The date will be changed. It will not be the third Saturday. My daughter is having a baby, and she decided to pick August 15th, the third Saturday. Even though it's going to be in the afternoon, I'm going to be busy taking care of a lot of different details. So we're going to have our meeting a little bit later. I'm not sure if it's going to be on a Sunday or next following Saturday, but I'll get back to you when that is confirmed. And that is all the announcements I have for you tonight. And that is going to be the end of our show. I want you to have a great week, be encouraged, and also focus on taking on someone else's burden, because that's what God wants us to do. And sometimes when you do that, you feel better about yourself, and it takes your mind off of your situation. So bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ, and our Father Jesus. And Jesus Christ, be just knowing that you'll be blessing someone else. So work on that this week and bless not someone else, also bless yourself. Tune in again next week, the same time, 10 p.m. And have a great week.
Who I am for you. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender. I am Alpha Omega. Your destiny and where you start.
I am the one
who does impossible. Let me be who I am to.